A Prayer to Stop Spiraling Thoughts by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Have you ever had a thought about something small, and then that thought spirals into the worst-case scenario, and before you know it, you've created an entire story in your mind that's completely false from the reality you're in? I certainly have. And I've noticed a trend that often thoughts take me captive rather than me taking them captive. And the next thing I know, I'm on a wild ride of spiraling thoughts. And from there, those thoughts turn into action. A thought out of fear, for example, could spiral into a belief that your situation is way worse than it is, leading you to decide to act based on a fear that came from a simple thought. And thoughts, my friends, are not real. A thought isn't tangible, yet we can turn it into an actual reality by our actions if we allow our thoughts to spiral. So how do we stop the thought before it spirals into action? In today's verse, Paul knew that the Corinthians could easily be led away from the truth of the gospel, just like we can be easily led astray by one thought ourselves. He encouraged them to pull down those thoughts that have been established in their minds, that are anything other than truth, by making every thought obedient to Christ. To take every thought captive, we must first be aware of our thoughts. The enemy is loving the culture we're in today because we live in a world full of distractions, where thoughts are thrown at us at every turn, without us even recognizing it. We must wake up and look around and pay attention to the thoughts we allow in our minds. We must guard and shut the gates to our mind and kick out the thoughts that don't belong there. If you're feeling anxious, ask yourself what the thought behind that feeling is and kick it out. If you're feeling overwhelmed, insecure, sad, angry, or afraid, take the time to figure out the thought that's behind the reason you're feeling this way and take that thought and make it obedient to Christ. Surrender it to Him, releasing it into His hands. This is something we as believers can practice daily, hourly, sometimes minute by minute. But remember, we have the power to demolish these thoughts full of lies from the enemy. So stand up and be victorious, kicking any thoughts out that are not from the Lord. And begin to be the one that takes over spiraling thoughts before they take over you. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us empty-handed to roam this earth aimlessly. Thank you for your word that you left with us. Thank you for Scripture and the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide us. And we thank you for today's verse from Paul, reminding us that we have the power to demolish all the lies we've believed that leave us spiraling. Lord, we ask that you would prompt us to a full awareness of what we let enter our mind. Help us in these moments of fleeting thoughts entering our mind to discern whether they're a truth or a lie. Bring our attention to some of the actions we've done in our life as a result of a thought that don't glorify you and your truth. Forgive us for those times we've believed thoughts that aren't from you, rather than believe in your truth. We ask for your strength to rid ourselves of all the thoughts that are lies, so we can fill ourselves up with more of your truth. We love you, Lord, and put our thoughts on you and your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.